the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three, the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
All new Grizzly six-game holiday packs presented by Bass Pro Shops are on sale now. Catch the year's best matchups and giveaways starting at just $120. Plus, receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. bobblehead and a $10 gift card to Bass Pro Shop while supplies last. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop online now at grizzlies.com.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's an exciting time for sports. Sophomore sensation Lamar Jackson is redefining what it means to be a dual-threat quarterback. Odds on Jackson to win the MVP race were at 50-1 to begin the season and have plummeted since, making MyBookie's prop selection more attractive than ever. Without a doubt, people are going to be looking to get in on the action, and we have the best place for you to go, MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. Parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code RADIO to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan. If you are looking for a great place to eat and drink, may I recommend to you Kirkwood Brewhouse at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Wow, what a place to enjoy some delicious wings, burgers, and of course, beers. An incredible selection at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and also outstanding service. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. It's time to get the perfect holiday gift this year. No boring ties or just another pair of socks this time. Give them a chance to shave like me with Harry's Razors. Listeners of the show can get $5 off any Harry's Shave set by using code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. It's a great deal for you and for him. Holiday sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits, and Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time. And it comes ready to gift in handsome holiday gift boxes. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter inside STL at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That's INSIDESTL.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizz Nation, save big on tickets to see the next-gen Grizzlies with the exclusive Grizz Pass. Pay a flat fee of just $69 and guarantee access for up to 7 games per month. You get new games every month, but the price stays the same. Visit GrizzPass.com today for more info.
Come on, Kay, you can do it.
Next word is home. Let's go. Home. There you go. The late, great Kate Smith. We need to be singing songs like that more often. Wave that flag and stand up when they play the national anthem. It's showtime.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
So he finished first, and I could hear him zip his pants up, and then he just stood there. And I'm still 30 seconds away from finishing.
That's the winner. All right. That's the best of the year. Say.
Taken out of context.
Say.
Taken way out of context.
Oh, that gets saved. Put that on the top of the stack. Right. Out of context. Right.
Well done.
Good afternoon.
Bravo.
And welcome to the December 11th edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by Britain Vision. One of our own, someone sort of in the radio family, is about to have something great done by Dr. Jason Britain. I will let someone here tell you more about that. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
And today he really is the master of the control board, putting that together and plucking that out of the air. 19 years. He didn't learn that when he lived in Great Britain for 19 years, or even the 10 of them he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Lonnie Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. In the studio, because he did not go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Cleveland. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Did you say big posse ears?
No, I said big. He likes a big brassiere.
You never hear the word posse anymore. On the westerns, the old western, round up the posse.
Yeah.
What happened to the posse?
Putting a posse together.
Yeah. We're putting a posse together. I like that. Posse.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
No, posse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I see Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. And I know. And now, through the end of the year, they'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union.
I bet
Union.
If you move your car loan, they get like $50.
No, $100. At least $100.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't listening.
No, it's a great place for all your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, he worked at Denny's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was a meat cutter. He was a mall arcade token distributor. He was investigative reporter for a crime magazine, a knife salesman door-to-door, a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a roller rink DJ, and now he's the... Oh, I just noticed.
Big digits, big digits.
I just who's responsible for
who's
that?
Who's your daddy?
Who did that?
Who's your daddy?
That'd be Jim Hewitt.
Ladies and gentlemen, our clock has its big digital numbers back. And the time is correct, and I do know who's responsible for that, because this man is also in charge of not only the research for this show, but setting and resetting the digital clock, where the time is 5:19, 12, 13, 14, 5:19, 15. Yep, that is the time, because I just confirmed it by looking at the clock from the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, Oh Yes, and One Other Thing. Oh, and he fixes chairs in the studio from time to time. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And for those that didn't exactly hear it properly, I will just say this. I promise everyone on this show, I will never tell the story of urinating in a gay bar again.
You don't have to. We got all we need.
We got all we need. That story is dead and buried for the rest of my day.
And that story threw me off so much, I actually didn't say just now that you're a private investigator. I just played the music and didn't say it because we're all so thrown by your conversation and encounter with a guy in a gay bar.
Yep.
Say hi to your sponsor.
Like, say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot this holiday season. And to get you in on the lot, all customers for the remainder of the month receive GM employee pricing. That's the entire rest of the month through December 31st. Give them a call at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, do us a favor and make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Good advice. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I am not real happy with my wife. She did not follow her instructions. She should have. And in my home, that does not go over well. And Rat Boy, you know what she did? She went to the grocery store, and guess what? Came home without
cheese.
That's right, and I made it very clear.
You did.
Some Fontina cheese.
Said.
And I went to the refrigerator. That's right, Rat Boy. And I went to the refrigerator, and nothing wasn't there. Somebody's in trouble at my house. It is ridiculous. Would you please put your hands together for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Oh, yeah. We're brought to you the Playhouse today by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, Brinton Vision, in Creve Coeur, North New Ballas Road. Dr. Jason Brinton is an ophthalmologist and a really good one. And I will let Dan Strauss give you what he and his girlfriend Sandy don't even really realize how exciting this news is, really, what's going to happen here and how it's going to change her life. Go ahead. Tell him what she's going to have done.
Yeah, Sandy made an appointment with Dr. Brinton, and we went in there the other day. And first of all, you walk in the place, it's got like a waterfall in the back wall. It's like,
have you ever been in any doctor's office ever like this?
Oh, no. It is the most comfortable place that you could walk in to a doctor's office. It was more
First of all, you almost think you're in the wrong place.
It's more like a spa.
Yeah.
I know. But it says Brinton Vision right there, so you know you're in the right place. But it's more in the lines of a spa, and everybody there is unbelievably nice.
Now tell them about the receptionist, because when you talk to me about it, and I've been there and I know, but the receptionist, what they ask you if you wanted and offered you.
He comes walking out. He got her signed in and everything, and then he comes walking up, and we're sitting on this couch, and he says, here's a menu of some food and some drinks. Do you want any of this?
Holy, how about this?
Like,
what? Wow. At a doctor's office.
What?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the steak sandwich while I wait for my exam.
Oh, guess what? They'd get it.
Yeah.
It was
unbelievable. And then you go into the room, and the room is not like an eye doctor's room. It's got a little couch in there, and it's tremendous. It was tremendous.
It looks like you're in somebody's really nice home.
Yes.
You want to go, well, Dr. Brinton, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go to your home. No, this is my office.
Now, they went through the entire process of, it took like an hour and a half, like you had said.
Were you with her when she
was
there?
Yes.
Some pretty unbelievable equipment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's beyond belief. But I was going to drop her off and just, you know, go to like the bread company or do something for the hour and a half and just hang out. And they said, no, you can stay with her if you want. So I did. Now, I ended up staying.
Now, for all the people who are scared to death that, ooh, something might hurt their eyes, did she at any point go, ouch, or
no.
Ooh, or ah, no, of course not.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. So it wasn't Dr. Brinton that came in. The other doctor came in that also does the procedure that works with him. And they went over everything and said that she qualifies for the procedure. And this procedure that she's going to have, she sent me the text.
Read the name of it.
Refractive lens exchange is what it is.
They're going to take out her Mother Nature lenses, which are screwed up and cloudy, and put in lenses that have actual prescriptions in them.
Yeah, and this is a new procedure now that they're doing. It's a different type of lens, and Dr. Brinton is the only one in the St. Louis area doing this procedure.
That's right.
It was approved by the FDA and everything.
She's
going
to be thrilled to death. She has no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Change her life.
It's crazy. It's light adjustable, so they'll be able to adjust it with a UV type of light. So
when's she going to have it done, do you know?
The 27th.
Oh, man. I
2 days after Christmas.
Wait to the first of the year to let you tell us what has to say about this new life. Because when you get great vision and haven't had it, it's like a miracle.
She's excited about it.
Well, I'm glad you went. And it's hard to tell people what it's like to walk in there. Because they think you're exaggerating.
Yeah.
No. It's not like any doctor's office you've ever been in. It is absolutely first class. And so are the people who work there. And he's very picky. He told me that the receptionist that greeted us, because I asked him about that guy, he said, yeah, that was a 3-week interview process before they decided to hire him. They're very particular about who works there in any capacity. It is Brinton Vision. Folks, if you wear glasses or contacts and you don't know whether or not you're a LASIK candidate, or you've been told you aren't a LASIK candidate, maybe, unless you were told that by Dr. Brinton himself, I would spend $120 and do what Dan's girlfriend Sandy did, have the 90-minute ocular analysis. It is money and time well spent. Brinton Vision. And thank you in advance for telling them you're AM and the PM. Brinton. Brinton Vision. 314-375-2020. BrintonVision.com.
Oh, nailed that one.
Idiot.
Oh, hey.
There you go. Embarrassing.
Seamless.
Embarrassing.
Now I want to know what traffic is.
5:30, Dan. It's bad. It's bad everywhere.
This show was going so well.
I know, because I tripped
flawless.
Up. I know. I tripped up. I messed up.
I had to check in with the guy who has been everywhere, or at least getting pretty close to being able to say he's been everywhere, brought to you by Window World. Yeah, that's right. Window World does a lot of stuff for this show. Number one selling replacement window in the country. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
Now, you're just back from a huge speaking engagement. Yet another successful speaking
engagement. Yeah, it went well. It was at the Missouri Athletic Club today. And Limey will be happy to know that there were maybe 250 people there.
Do men still bathe nude there?
You've asked me this before.
Were they nude when you spoke?
They were not.
Okay.
Everyone was fully clothed.
Right. Bathe nude? You talking about swimming?
After a speech.
They called it like a bath. This is years ago.
Too many carrots and that stew.
Oh my goodness. I like that. That's a good one.
But I was walking. There's a little interactive segment that I do. And so I went out and picked some folks out of the audience. And while I was walking around the audience, some guy yells out, "Bill!" So there's at least one guy that listens to the show, and I don't know who that was.
Do you have to be invited to belong to the Missouri Athletic Club?
I not invited. You have to have sponsors, I believe. Yeah. So if you wanted to be a member, you had to get a couple.
There?
Yes, I have. My probably fourth time.
I had lunch there one time. It was fantastic.
It's a nice swanky place, yeah.
And years ago, I used to have a friend who belonged. So every year they'd have a seafood dinner. And he invited me and my wife one time. I've never seen such a seafood buffet. Every kind of oyster and shrimp, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, they want to sponsor me.
I'd like a complimentary member. If they're listening, complimentary membership to the Missouri Athletic Club.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, so today we're going to do trivia because tomorrow.
Now.
Because tomorrow I will be reviewing the brand new St. Louis Aquarium.
That's very good. Are you actually going to be there on site, or are you reviewing it and then coming in to tell us about it?
I will come in. I'm going to go in the morning and I'll come here.
I like that you're doing this today because Scott Sherman's not here
and he can't ruin it
for everybody.
Yeah, but Scott hasn't been the winner the past couple weeks.
No, he's fallen down.
Are you taking your dad?
I'm not taking anyone.
Oh. I like fish, but you know, it's okay, whatever. All right, so how are we going to do this in the future? Does he say, I'm doing trivia, and then I just hit the intro, or do
he
you
has
have
a special
to...
introduction?
Oh, yeah, that's
trivia.
Right.
Yes, that's right. Let's pretend that we don't know he's doing trivia.
Okay, right on.
And then you just hit it.
It's time to test your trivia skills. Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Cleveland!
I like it.
That's Nat Sound from last night's speaking engagement.
It was today. Thanks for listening and paying attention. Okay.
Napping.
So we have, let's see, we got 15 questions here.
Cool.
Oh, great.
15 trivia questions, and yell out your name. You ready? Here we go. Question.
I've got my scoreboard ready.
Yes.
Tim.
Oh, boy.
Me, Limey, Dan.
I don't keep score.
He is very competitive.
Limey, Dan. Okay.
Okay. Question number one. Name one of President Obama's daughters.
John Frank.
Okay, yes.
Right. Sasha.
That is correct.
Ooh.
You know the other one?
First of all, Malia.
Malia.
I was going to say Melania.
He just said his name was Frank.
But I actually said Frank.
He stuttered. He does it in his old age.
I stuttered. Okay. Thank you for making fun of stuttering people. What if I was having a stroke? Then how would you feel?
Who made fun of you worse, just now, me or the Brit over
it
there?
It is one to nothing to nothing to nothing. Continue. Okay.
Question number two. What is the nickname for the state of Texas?
Frank.
Damn.
Frank.
Lone Star.
The Lone Star.
It is now two to
you remember that from six months ago
nothing.
When I answered the question.
I knew
that, like
that. 20 years ago it was the Lone Star state. They have a beer called Lone Star beer.
You remember that.
I knew it before.
Ladies, before you were even a citizen.
I knew before you were born.
Calm down, ladies.
Question number three. What is the largest ocean in the world?
Limey.
Yes.
The Pacific?
That is correct.
Ooh. Wait a minute. We had that question before.
This question 2 weeks ago.
And you couldn't get it right then either.
Well, I didn't have a chance to because Limey remembered it from 2 weeks ago.
It's 2-1 to nothing to nothing.
You should have jumped in faster. Question number four. What year did Princess Diana die?
Ooh, Limey.
Good one.
Damn. 1997.
That is correct.
Wow.
It is now 2-2 to nothing to nothing.
Doesn't it seem like it was longer than 97?
Yeah, it does.
It seems like. I mean, I know that's
early 90s.
Now been a while.
Like 22 years.
Even before that, it just seems like. Okay. Well, this one's not fair, but how many countries are in the United Kingdom?
Limey.
Oh.
Yes. Let's see. There's Wales, Ireland, Scotland, and England, so that is four.
That is correct.
Takes the lead. 3-2 to nothing to nothing.
Question number six. Who developed the cartoon series Tom and Jerry?
Limey. Hanna-Barbera?
That is correct.
Oh, my God. What is going on here?
Hanna-Barbera?
How do you even know that? Wow.
Flintstones? What was it? There
Tom
was
and Jerry is a really old cartoon. Okay. Number seven. What is the tallest mammal in the world?
The tallest?
Frank.
Dan.
Frank.
Giraffe.
Giraffe. That is correct.
Ooh, well, now it's interesting.
Frank. Catching up.
4-3 to nothing.
Question number eight. What city do the Simpsons live in?
Limey.
I believe Limey was in there.
I think so too.
Springfield.
Springfield.
Oh,
that's
true. Boy. He's
right. Never say what state, but it's Springfield.
Yeah, they never do that.
No.
Do. You said do.
I did.
Springfield's like everywhere.
All right. Question number nine. What was the first state to ratify the Constitution?
Whoa.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Virginia.
Wrong.
Limey.
Yes. Idiot.
New Hampshire?
Nope.
Brilliant.
Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Florissant.
Oh, he's going back to the Florissant. No.
Limey.
You can't guess
again. You can't guess again.
Frank.
Yeah.
Maine?
No.
Yeah.
Delaware.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Delaware. I'm going to take a point for
what
that.
Though, did Delaware, boys, no. What did Delaware, boys?
What
did
Delaware? What?
She wore her New Jersey.
Oh, Della.
It's a song.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
First time I heard that, I fell off my dinosaur.
Ha, 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 ha. Good one.
All right, question number 10. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Frank?
Yes.
Six.
Six, that is correct.
Get you interesting.
So unsure.
Five to four to nothing to nothing.
So
unsure, but I got it.
All right, we got five left. Question number 11. Name one of the three presidents that died on July 4th.
Frank.
Yes.
John Adams.
John Adams is one, yes.
He is?
How many you got now?
What are the other ones?
Five to five, buddy. We're tied.
Jefferson and Monroe.
Where's
also
the spell?
Died.
Oh, my bad.
Five to five to nothing to nothing.
Question number 12. How many people have walked on the moon?
Lyman.
Yes.
Three?
Incorrect.
Ah.
Idiot. Frank.
Yes.
Six. I said no.
Dan, did you say your name?
I did, right?
He said it after me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I guess you have to say it again, though, don't you?
No, you
don't. No, say it again.
Say it again.
Dan?
Go ahead, Frank. No, Frank beat me to it because I didn't.
I already answered. I'm wrong. Six. I was wrong.
Oh, Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Two?
Nope.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Come on, Tim. You can throw a number out. Yes.
Idiot.
Five.
The answer is 12.
Idiots.
12 people, walked on the moon. So
we don't count Russians that have done it. All right.
Get out of here. Question number 13. What was the first Disney film to be in color?
Ooh. Frank.
Yes.
Fantasia.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
Tim.
Yes.
Wizard of Oz.
Nope. It wasn't a Disney film, I don't think.
Oh, you don't have to scold me. Just tell me no.
What? Idiot.
Sleeping Beauty.
Nope.
Oh,
man.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
You said
Snow
your name.
White.
Oh,
that is correct. Snow White.
Dance on the
board. I couldn't
board.
Think of what it was, it and
five,
I just lost it.
I was going to say Snow
it
White.
It is five to five
beauty.
To one to like nothing.
There, we got two left. What was the first cash crop in America?
Limey.
Yes.
Cotton?
Nope.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Carn.
No.
Frank?
Maize. Yes.
Tobacco?
Tobacco. That is correct.
Somebody just took the lead.
He's going to be insufferable
six
now.
Six to five to one to nothing.
Okay, and so here we go. The last question.
Oh.
In 1909, what coin that we still use today was first introduced by the U.S. Mint?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Penny.
That is correct. Can you be more specific, though, just for the game?
The brown
Lincoln,
penny.
The Lincoln penny. Yeah,
the Lincoln penny.
That was,
ladies and gentlemen, the final score: 6-5 to 2-0. And I believe the winner is. I'm not sure. Let me check. Oh yeah, it's me.
Is it the first time you've ever won?
No.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody.
A bit of a dry spell for a few months.
Well, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, and I'm 590 the Fan.
Oh, they're exceptionally loud today.
All right, so I heard this yesterday when I heard
you know
it,
what I heard? Buffalo.
Get it?
Buffalo bird.
Not funny.
What happened?
So I just wadded up a piece of paper. So,
you know what I had? Gazelle.
Okay. Here's and I thought that can't be true, and then I checked it out, it is true. Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit. Can you believe that?
What?
Really? Never.
Really?
Not one song of his has ever been a number one. He had a number two in 84, Dancing in the Dark. He never had a number
Born
one.
Born in the USA was never a number one hit.
No,
really?
No.
Wow.
One number one song. How about that?
That is shocking.
Goes to show you can be very successful, make a lot of money, fill up packed stadiums, and never have had a number one hit. There's a situation that I had yesterday on the phone with a, let's just say, a provider. And what's frustrating for me often is that I cannot share with you folks who it is, because if I do that, there's a chance I could get fired, because these companies sometimes advertise.
Sure.
And even if they don't, they'll call the station and go, well, guess what? We will never advertise with you because your boy told the truth on the air about a story. But without telling you who it was, here's the short version of it, and I had to call back to get another customer service person to make sure I understood this ridiculous policy. I called to cancel a service. The date today is, what is, today is the 11th, so I called, this would be the 10th, and I said I want to cancel the service. And the person said, all righty, we will cancel that service as of January 3rd. And I said, no, I want to cancel today. And they said, well, our billing is in advance, prepay. So your billing cycle is through the 3rd. And I said, well, I want the service canceled today. And they said, oh, we'll cancel it today if you like, but you're paying through the 3rd.
Huh.
No, no. And I said, you must be kidding. And she said, no, we're not kidding.
I've had this before with something.
And I said, she said, would you like for us to cancel it today? I said, why would I do that if I've paid through the 3rd? And why would I do that? Why would I? She said, well, you can if you want to, but you're going to pay through the 3rd. How ridiculous is that? And I said, she said, that's our policy because it's one of those deals where initially when you signed the thing, somewhere buried in there it said when you get a bill, you're paying in advance and there is no prorating anything. I just thought that was ridiculous.
That happened to me because I called to cancel something and they said, okay, we'll cancel it on the 12th.
Don't email me and ask me who it was because you could be tricking me and be somebody from this company and seeing if I'll tell the listeners who it is. But it's very frustrating because sometimes I'd like to just call out people. But I learned years ago that can be hazardous to your career if you do that in this business. So I can't do that.
But there's a lot of places, I think, that are doing that now because my place was not even – it wasn't technical or anything like that in that field.
Right.
It was more in the lines of healthcare or something like that. They said, okay, well, we'll cancel it on the 12th. And it's like, well, wait, this is the 3rd or something like that. Well, you're paid through the 12th. I'm like, I am? Yeah, you prepay.
In the state of New Jersey, the state legislature, they're trying to pass a law requiring the schools to all teach kids cursive writing. Now, a lot of schools don't teach it anymore. So, what do you think? See, to me, I actually think you should learn cursive, but I'm not sure why. I can do it, but I can't even read my own handwriting. But I do think you should learn. And one of the lawmakers says, well, what if all of a sudden the massive grid black and nobody has an iPad or keyboard? You need to learn how to write.
Right.
And I'm not sure anymore it's important because how often do you actually write out anything cursive, and can you even read it?
You write your name. I mean, when you sign
your name, a lot of business people just go, they just make it like a zigzag thing. They don't sign it. So I don't know.
I think the only time I've used cursive writing recently with something is a grocery list. That's it.
That is the only time you use it, when you write yourself a note, because it's quicker than printing.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if we need to know. But do you remember in school, at least if you're old enough, what a big deal it was to get it perfect, and you had those lined papers. No, the small A, the tail should drop below the line. Yep. It was a big deal back then. And they apparently, most places don't even, they don't even teach it anymore. So it's not that big a deal. All right, I mentioned this yesterday, and I didn't get around telling you, as Paul Harris used to say, the rest of the story.
That was Paul Harvey would say.
The most expensive computer that you can buy right now is Apple's new Mac Pro. If you buy it with, let's just say, loaded, like the best video card, the best gigabyte store, whatever, the price of the computer is $52,599.
Oh,
the base price.
Jeez.
That's right, Rat Boy. The base price is $6,000, the Mac Pro. And that
That's
comes with 32 gigabytes of RAM, blah, 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 blah. Now, processor, 28-core processor, 2.5 gigahertz, Intel Xeon, blah, blah, blah. Add that's $7,000. Then there's an add-on for a RAM, something I don't understand. That's a $25,000 add-on. And then they go through the whole list, and the total comes up to $52,599. And here's what really is, there will be people, Kardashians, rich people, they'll buy it. They'll want to be the very first to get it. And all I saw was a picture of it. And if you think you've ever seen a clear 8K, wait till you see this thing.
Right.
It's more realistic than reality. I mean, it's that
crystal clear.
But you only really need something like that powerful if you work for MIT.
Exactly.
Or something, or like, you know, the Secret Service or something like that. You know, like, I wouldn't use that.
No. I don't know who would, but somebody will buy. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to tell this for Johnny Tracy. Johnny, Tim Woodman was nice enough to let me know you've been listening a long time and you ask about this joke, so this is for you. I switched gears, changed jokes today just for you. It's a story of a young Native American Indian boy. I still call them Indians, like cowboys and Indians. Native American boy. And he goes up to his dad one day and he says, Dad, I've always been curious about something. He goes, sure, what is it, son? He said, our names, like, how do you decide what, you and Mom, how do you decide what to name us? He said, well, that's a very good question. Let's take your sister, Rainbow. When your sister was born, the way we do it in our tribe is when the baby's eyes open, we decide what is it that they see first. And your sister was lying out, it was outside, she opened her eyes, and there was a beautiful rainbow, and we thought, well, surely that's the first thing she saw, so we named her Rainbow. Your brother, Thundercloud, your brother was born on a very stormy day here on the reservation, and born outdoors, as many young Native American children are, and when he opened his eyes, and it was a nasty storm, we knew the first thing he saw had to be a thundercloud. So your brother is Thundercloud, your sister is Rainbow. He says, well, he goes, I hope that answers your question, two dogs humping.
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Think It Up. We have an accident reported now southbound 170 at 70. Your stop and go eastbound 270 approaching McDonald's in New Florissant. Incident eastbound 64 at 270 and a crash westbound 30 at Little Brennan. Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Join at thinkitup.org. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
All new Grizzly six-game holiday packs presented by Bass Pro Shops are on sale now. Catch the year's best matchups and giveaways starting at just $120. Plus, receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. bobblehead and a $10 gift card to Bass Pro Shop while supplies last. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop online now at grizzlies.com.
It's time to get the perfect holiday gift this year. No boring ties or just another pair of socks this time. Give them a chance to shave like me with Harry's Razors. Listeners of the show can get $5 off any Harry's Shave set by using code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. It's a great deal for you and for him. Holiday sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits, and Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time, and it comes ready to gift in handsome holiday gift boxes. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter inside STL at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That's INSIDESTL.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizz Nation, save big on tickets to see the next-gen Grizzlies with the exclusive Grizz Pass. Pay a flat fee of just $69 and guarantee access for up to 7 games per month. You get new games every month, but the price stays the same. Visit GrizzPass.com today for more info.
Oh, he's got to be in a great mood.
You know how he goes, wait, I had so much more. Well, look at the clock.
So much time.
We're giving him like 3 more minutes than we normally give him. He, of course, is Mike Evans. He is in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Now, my wife and I are going to go to I mentioned this a couple days ago, company Christmas party this next week. I won't mention when. And the only reason we're going is because they're having it at Annie Gunn's. I thought, okay, you know what? I don't particularly like Christmas parties. But we'll go to that one because I know what the food's going to taste like. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market are in Chesterfield Valley, and they're east of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. And you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You really do. I think it's a good idea to make them for lunch. Gift cards, and more gift cards. There is no one who would not love a gift card from Annie Gunn's at the Smokehouse Market. So you have no excuse to go, I can't figure out what to get for it. Yes, you can. Gift card. All whatever denomination you want. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
How are you?
Good. It's a nice taste of wine, too.
It sure sounded like it.
It was a good one. Pacquist question today. Name the name of the celebrity who attended Holy Cross. His dad died when dad was 35. He was only 5 years old. Huge football fan. Attended 14 Super Bowls. And his best friend was Steve Martin. I say was because this celebrity is no longer with us.
Oh.
John Candy, John Wayne, John Belushi, John Denver. Answer in a minute. Christmas time, that means a lot of great movies. So to get a jump on it, 2 movie reviews today. Starting off, Adam Sandler's Uncut Gems opens everywhere tomorrow, and this is a gem on its very own. This is by far the best and most different thing that Sandler has ever done, and it's really good. Although ignored by the Golden Globes, I would not be surprised if Adam gets an Oscar nomination. Adam Sandler plays a high-stakes, shady New York jeweler who plays fast and loose with life, who is also an out-of-control high-stakes gambler. He walks a very thin, very high, tight wire of life that engulfs his business, his family, and ultimately his very existence. There's nothing funny about this. It's a serious movie, and this isn't just the best release of the week. I think it's the best release of the month.
Wow.
Nothing, walked out blown away, rated R, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Four
stars.
Told you.
Wow.
They interviewed him on, CBS Sunday Morning or 60 Minutes? I don't remember which, but they talked about this movie and how it's so non-Adam Sandler type because he's very serious in this movie.
Next is Jumanji Next Level. Mm. And for me, this is the best of the franchise. I've never been a big fan of the franchise. Visually, it explodes on the screen. But while the storyline is somewhat convoluted, it's still kind of easy to follow. Each character holds their own. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, Nick Jonas, Awkwafina. They all shine. They do a great job.
Who is that?
It is a thriller.
Who's what?
And yet it's
silly. This Awkwafina person.
I don't know.
Like, is that her name, Awkwafina?
I don't know.
Her family
That's
owns
her name,
a water
Awkwafina.
Company.
Ha!
By the way,
she's also nominated for Best Actress, Golden Globe, for
really?
The movie The Farewell.
And all of a sudden, this Nick Jonas is in like 5 or 6 movies, and he's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, he is pretty good. This movie is silly, but it's also thrilling. It's scary. Yet it's very contagious. And just when you think you know what's next, believe me, you don't. It was shot in Georgia. It was shot in Kealakekua, Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh.
It was shot in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Shot in Taos, New Mexico. And on the Sony lot in Culver City. Rated PG-13. It's 100 minutes long. 3 stars. And heads up, tomorrow I will review Richard Jewell.
All right, I'm a little bit mad and ticked off, and I'm going to tell you why. This Jumanji thing, because I submitted a screenplay. It's a ripoff. I submitted a screenplay, Christian Manji, and then nothing.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, everybody.
Wow. What's next? Islamanji?
Thank you.
Say that again, Tim.
I said, what's
nobody
after that?
Islamanji? Say it again.
I said, what's next? Islamanji?
See, now that would have been funny if I hadn't already done Christian Manji.
Lutheran Lamanji.
Dan laughed and he laughed.
Hang on. I don't hear anybody laughing.
Because they're older. They're done laughing.
Hey, Mike, what was the name of that movie with Nick Jonas and the one that you just gave 3 stars to?
Jumanji Next Level.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's why Frank made the joke, Jumanji.
Ah, gotcha.
Way to listen, Dan.
Okay.
Way to go, Dan.
I thought we were on to a different
Shut
movie.
Hand over.
Dan doesn't listen to the show.
I'm not paying attention. I was listening to Charlie Brennan.
Tomorrow I'm reviewing Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell looks like a good movie.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused with Richard Diamond, as another.
No. Weak.
I heard
weak.
John Hamm. I heard
that's
John Hamm plays a jerk in that movie.
Stuff you're doing.
No, not as clever. Go ahead, Richard Jewell. Go ahead.
Bombshell.
Oh,
Black Christmas.
I'm looking forward to Bombshell.
3 worst movies of the decade, according to Hollywood Reporter. 3 worst movies of the decade. Number 3, 50 Shades Trilogy.
Ugh.
Number 2, The Emoji Movie, May 2017.
That was pretty crap.
Number 1, Tim Burton's Abraham Lincoln Vampire.
That was also very crap.
That sounds ridiculous.
Do you know there were idiots that thought that was based on a true story, that Abraham Lincoln was actually
a
vampire?
They are idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots. One minute exactly. He's trying to keep it
and
together.
Finally.
Trying to hold it together.
This guy is deceased. He went to Holy Cross. His dad died when dad was 35. He was only 5 years old. Huge football fan. Attended 14 Super Bowls. And his best friend was before he died, Steve Martin. Is it John Candy, John Belushi, John Wayne, John Denver?
I'm going to go John Candy.
John Denver.
John Candy.
I'm going to the least likely, which I also think is John Denver.
The answer is John Candy, my guess.
Yeah!
Who got it?
Me and Tim.
Yeah. And you know why I know that? Mike, do you know why? Remember the Joe Montana
story?
He's gone.
Oh,
you already hung up on him.
Oh, are we out of time?
Yeah, we're out.
Sorry.
Save it for tomorrow. We'll probably need it. We'll need something tomorrow. Well, folks, that time. Thank you for joining us. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will too. Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave, get out, next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. All right,
dear. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell declaring the league's investigation into allegations the Patriots filmed the Bengals sideline in Week 14. Quote, "We're under review with this. We're going to be thorough and take our time." Goodell alluded to New England's past behavior videotaping opponents as a, quote, factor, but most important is this incident. Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster dealing with a knee injury and running back James Conner hobbled with a shoulder problem. Both took part in all practice-related activities today. Notre Dame is moving on from offensive coordinator Chip Long. Online car shopping can be confusing, but not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Giannis Antetokounmpo will miss tonight's game against the Pelicans with right quad tendon soreness. I'm Brian Fenley.